It's great to be with you again. I was in Montana all of last week out in the western United States.
很高兴又跟大家见面。上几周我在蒙大拿州。
If you want a funny picture in your head, just imagine me with a cowboy hat on.
那么那个蒙大拿州是牛仔的地这个故乡，所以你大家可以想象一下我穿戴着牛仔帽的这个样子啊。
I want to talk to you about how you can live the life of the Holy Spirit.
今天我想跟大家讲讲，怎么样才能结出这个圣灵的生活，圣灵的生命。
Maybe you've met a Christian who's always loving, always patient, always kind.
也许你见过这样基督徒，他们总是很有爱心，总是很有耐心。
And you wonder how do they live like that?
你就会问自己，哎，他们怎么做到这样的呢？
I'm hoping today to explain this.
那么今天我希望我能跟大家解释讲解一下，怎么样才能做到这一点。
First, though, I have to talk to you about fruit trees.
首先呢，我跟大家讲讲这个果树。
How does an apple tree make apples?
那么苹果树是怎么结出苹果的呢？
Maybe they wake up early in the morning and first thing they make a strong cup of tea.
也许苹果树一早醒来泡一杯浓茶。
And the apple tree says, I have to work really hard today. I'm going to make an apple.
然后苹果树对自己说，今天我一定要努力工作，长出一个苹果。
And all day long he has to say, I can't get distracted. I'm making apples.
苹果树对自己说，我一定不能分心，我一定要长出一个苹果。
I want to make a pear or maybe a cherry, but I'm supposed to make apples.
尽管我心里还想长出一些梨子或者樱桃，但是我恐怕还是一个苹果树而已。
Of course, this is a ridiculous example.
当然这听上去是很可笑的。
Apple trees make apples just because they're apple trees.
苹果树之所以能够长出苹果，因为它们本来就是苹果树。
Apple trees don't even need a brain to make apples.
苹果树并不需要长一个大脑才能长出苹果树，长苹果。
God created them to make apples, and the most natural thing in the world is for an apple tree to make apples.
神创造了苹果树，让它们能以最自然的方式长出苹果。
Now we come to what Paul has to say to us in Galatians.
那么现在我们来看一看保罗在加拉太第五章所讲的事情。
Paul said, walk or live in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful flesh.
保罗说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的私欲了。
The last time I was here with you, I talked about how to take care of your apple orchard.
那么上次我在这儿跟大家讲到的时候，我讲的是怎么样打理果园的。
If you remember, I said you have to get rid of all the weeds and things that attack apple trees and make it difficult for the trees to make apples.
那么大家如果还记得的话，我讲的是是把这个园子里的杂草啊那些不好的东西先除掉，才能够长出果子。
These are all the sinful things that we're tempted to do instead of obeying God and doing what He wants us to do.
那么这些不好的东西呢，就是我们自己的肉体私欲，而不是去想去顺服神的旨意。
So if we allow the Holy Spirit in us to help us to say no to those things, then we can say yes to the Holy Spirit.
我们如果能够对那些不好的事情说不的话呢，我们才有可能对神和圣灵说是。
When Paul is wanting the Christians in the city of Galatia to be more like Christ, he tells them there are two ways they could live.
那么当保罗对加拉太的信徒说该如何顺着圣灵而行的时候，他给他们指出两条如何生活的这个方式。
He tells us you could live according to your sinful nature.
他说要么呢你是按照肉体的私欲来生活。
Or you could walk in cooperation with the Holy Spirit.
要么呢就是顺着圣灵而行。
It's kind of a shocking thing to us to realize you cannot do both at the same time.
那么这一个很重要的事情就是说，你不可能既顺着圣灵而行，又放纵肉体的私欲。
If you think in your mind, walking with my sinful nature is going that way.
如果你想象一下肉体的私欲是往那边走。
And walking with the Holy Spirit is going that way.
那么圣灵是往这边走。
No one can walk both directions at the same time.
没有一个人可以同时往左边或者往右边走，对不对？
So you're either walking with the Holy Spirit.
要么你是跟着圣灵走。
Or we're walking according to our sinful nature.
要么跟着肉体的私欲走。
What you and I do is a direct result of who we really are.
我们的身份决定了我们能够做什么样的事情。
Sometimes people are in an argument, they say silly things afterward.
你知道，当人吵架的时候，会说一些很愚蠢的话。
We say, "Oh, I yelled at you, and I was very mean and angry, but that's not really who I am."
比如他们说啊，我刚才不应该跟你大喊大吵大嚷，但是呢，当时那个我不是真正的我。
That's really not true.
不，这种话其实并不是真话了。
I was being mean and angry because at that moment I was mean and angry.
当你大吵大叫的时候，那个时候你就是你真正的你，真实的你。
Jesus put it a different way. He said, "We speak from the fullness of our heart."
耶稣说，当你心里被充满了，那么嘴巴里就会说出来。
So when Paul said there's this terrible list of sins that we read from Galatians 5.
那么保罗呢，在前面讲了这个肉体的私欲有哪些一系列不好的表现？
They were things like lust and immoral behavior and uncontrolled anger.
比如说贪欲啊，邪荡啊，还这个发怒啊，恼怒啊。
But our human nature is the driving force behind living that way.
这一切背后的这个动机呢，都是肉体的私欲。
The Bible talks about this in the Old Testament.
那么在其实，在旧约里圣经也讲了这个事情。
Habakkuk 1:3 says, "Must I forever see these evil deeds? Why must I watch all this misery? Whenever I look, I see destruction and violence. I'm surrounded by people who argue and fight."
哈巴谷书一章三节说：“你为什么让我看见恶行，有奸恶的事情？你为什么见而不理？”毁灭和强暴常在我面前，纷争和相斗常常发生。
James chapter 4 asks, "What is causing quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires that war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. You don't have what you don't want because you don't ask God for it."
那么雅各书四章一到二节也这么说，你们中间的这个争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗的私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴争战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求。
It's easy to tell when I'm not walking with the Holy Spirit.
所以当你不再顺着圣灵而行的时候，这个表现是显而易见的。
My life begins to produce bad fruit.
因为你的生活会结出很多不好的果子。
Jesus said it in Luke chapter 6, verse 45.
那么耶稣在路加福音六章四十五节也说到。
He said, "A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. But what you say flows from what is in your heart."
耶稣说，良善的人从心中所存的良善就发出良善，邪恶的人从心中所存的邪恶发出邪恶，因为心中所充满的口里就说出来。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said it a little differently.
那么在马太福音第五章呢，耶稣用一种不同的方式也说了同样的道理。
He said, "A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what's in your heart."
他说，凭着果子就能够认出他们来，因为好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
So, being a good person flows not from trying harder, but from being who I am in Jesus Christ.
所以做一个好人不是你去不停的去努力啊，去凭着自己力量才能做到。做一个好人就是说你顺着照着耶稣的样子而行，那就是会成为一个自然的成为一个好人。
Because Jesus Christ lives in us, He has given us a new choice.
因为耶稣现在已经住在我们里面， 他也给我们一个新的选择。
He is saying, if you and you can decide to live in the Spirit, then your life will produce the fruit of the Spirit.
他说，如果你能够顺着圣灵而行，那你的生活呢，也自然会长出圣灵的果子。
So I want you to listen carefully to verses 22 and 23 again.
所以让我们仔细再读一读刚才的这个加拉太书第五章二十二节到二十三节。
But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things.
但圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐、平安、忍耐。恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事是没有律法禁止的。
I want you to notice that he did not say that Chuck produces good fruit by trying really hard.
注意到圣灵并没有说田橙可以靠着自己的力量长出这样的果子。
He didn't say that if I'm very strong and pray every day, I will always be a good person.
他也圣经也没有说，如果我能够每天都很坚强啊，恒切的祷告，我也可以变成一个好人。
I'm like a little boy with his mother and father at the mall。
啊，其实我就像一个在这个百货商场跟大人在一起的一个小孩。
I reach up and I hold on to my father's hand。
我必须把手伸得高高的，抓着我的父母。
And he takes me to the ice cream store。
这样的话，我才能够他们才能会把我带到这个冰激凌店。
I don't need to know where the ice cream store is.
我本人并不需要知道冰淇淋店在哪个地方。
I don't need any money to pay for my ice cream.
我也不需要有任何钱来付这个冰激凌。
I just hold on to the Father's hand and I go where He's going.
我只要抓着我爸爸的这个衣服，我就可以到那儿去了，可以吃到冰激凌。
The Holy Spirit produces good fruit in the life of the person who walks with Him.
所以。那些能够顺着圣灵而行的人，自然他们的生命会结出圣灵的果子。
The Holy Spirit, if you listen to Him speaking to you through the Bible, will even change your desires.
圣灵会让你能够对圣经的话语专心来够，而且还能够把你的这个想要把你的想法也改变。
If you listen to the Holy Spirit, and instead of seeking my own honor,
如果你听圣灵的话，那么你就不会去追求自己的这个荣耀，自己的这个名声。
I'm filled with the desire that God is glorified.
我所想要的是让神的名得到高举，得到荣耀。
Instead of wanting to get my own way all the time,
我也不会说每次都要坚持我所要的东西。
I want to put other people first in love.
我会把别人的需要、别人的想法放在我自己的这个想法之上。
This is how the Holy Spirit changes the way I think and even what I want.
这就是说圣灵如何改变我内心的想法。
Verses 17 and 18 say the Holy Spirit gives desires. They're the opposite of what the sinful nature desires, but when you are directed by the Spirit.
十七节十八节说，因为肉体的私欲和圣灵敌对，圣灵也和肉体敌对，这样互相敌对，使你们不能做自己愿意的。但如果你们被圣灵引导，就不在律法之下了。
Some people will tell you that having passionate desires is bad.
有的人说有这个欲望或者是有这个激情是不好的。
I want to say to you that passionately desiring what God the Spirit wants is good.
我想告诉大家，其实私欲没有什么不好的其实那个不是私欲，欲望并没有什么不好的。其实神也给你这样一个欲望来荣耀他，这是好的东西。
There's an author named Francis Chan that I like a lot.
我很喜欢的一个作者就是陈恩藩牧师。
Francis Chan said, I cannot convince people to be obsessed with Jesus. Perhaps I can talk people into praying a prayer. I cannot talk anyone into falling in love with Jesus. I cannot make someone understand and accept the gift of grace. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. But by every measure that actually counts, I need the Holy Spirit desperately.
陈恩藩牧师在一本书里这么说，我无法去说服人来迷恋耶稣。或许我能够让人祷告，但是我也不可能说服任何人去爱基督。我不能让别人去理解或者是接受恩典的礼物，只有圣灵才能做到这一点。 所以不论如何我都需要圣灵而且是非常非常的需要。
If you try to produce these fruits of the Holy Spirit by your own effort, it's a lot like chasing butterflies.
如果你想凭着自己的力量在生命中结出圣灵的果子，就像你去捕捉一只蝴蝶一样。
Have you ever tried to catch a butterfly with your hands?
你有没有想用从来没有用手想去抓住一只蝴蝶过？
They seem so slow until you try to catch them.
蝴蝶飞上去好像也不是那么快，可是当你一抓的时候，它就跑掉了。
So if you are unhappy and you try to chase joy,
所以当你不高兴的时候，你就说我想去抓住这个喜乐。
And you say to one another, "Oh, I'm going to be more joyful."
你们对互相说，我想成为一个更喜乐的人。
That doesn't really work, does it?
但是并不管用，你这样说。
You're worried and you can't sleep and you're bothered all the time. And you say, "I'm going to be more peaceful."
或者说你整天都是忧心忡忡啊，心事重重。你说，我想成为一个更平安的人。
So you look for tea with less caffeine in it.
你就找一些含咖啡因比较少的茶，就狂喝那些茶。
And you try to sit and think peaceful thoughts.
然后你或者心里想一些让你能够以为可以让平安的一些想法、一些念头。
That usually makes me anxious that I'm not more peaceful.
其实这样做往往是让你更加不安而是没让你平安下来。
Paul said that we're not to seek the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，我们所追求的并不是圣灵的果子。
What you and I are to desire is not to be more peaceful or gentle or self-control.
我们所想要的不应该是变得如何平安，如何的喜乐，或者是如何的有节制。
We are to desire Jesus Christ Himself.
我们所要追求的应该是耶稣自己。
What I want is more of Jesus.
我需要得到更多的耶稣。
I want to love Him more and know Him more and walk more faithfully with Him.
我想更加的爱他，更加的认识他，也希望跟他能够在信心里跟他一同行走。
When I am walking with Jesus, my life produces the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
当我和耶稣一同走的时候，我的生命就自然会产生出圣灵的果子。
In the original language, it does not say the fruits in the plural of the Holy Spirit are.
其实在这个原文里并没有说是圣灵的许多果子，而是用了一个单数，圣灵的一个果子。
In the original language, it says the fruit, singular, of the Holy Spirit is.
原文是说圣灵的果子，一个果子是什么？
So these are not a list of all the different fruits of the Holy Spirit.
所以这些刚才列举的并不是都有相同地位的果子。
There's only one fruit of the Holy Spirit, and all the other things here are ways to express that one fruit.
其实圣灵的果子只有一个，那么其他的后面的东西呢，只是这个东西的表现而已。
This helps because I have never seen a tree that produced apples, pears, and peaches all at the same time.
就像苹果树不能说又结苹果又结梨子又结樱桃是一样的。
This tree only has to produce one kind of fruit.
一个果树只会结一种果子。
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
圣灵的果子就是仁爱。
That means that the love of Jesus Christ and love for Jesus Christ is the one thing that I focus my life on.
所以仁爱是我们爱耶稣是我们所需要追求的。
When these other things like peace and joy and gentleness and self-control are not evident in my life, it's because I'm lacking in love.
我们的生命之所以没有喜乐、平安、忍耐等等，是因为我们生命里没有爱。
In Ephesians 5:14, Paul said the entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself.
在这个腓立比说的是吧？因为全部的律法都在爱人如己这句话里成全了。
Listen to another quote from Francis Chan.
我们再听听陈恩帆牧师讲的另外一句话。
Francis Chan is saying that we focus on what God wants us to do and forget what God wants us to be.
陈恩帆说，我们太多时候想的是神要我们做什么，忘记了神想让我们成为什么。
It's impossible for you to focus on eight things at the same time.
你知道吧，一下子想记住八件事情是不太可能的。
And so, God has made this very simple for you and me.
所以神其实让这个事情说得很简单，很通俗易懂。
Love Jesus Christ.
爱耶稣基督就行了。
Love other people in Jesus' name.
以耶稣的名义来爱其他的人。
Now let me show you how love expresses itself through all the other things in this list.
那我接下来讲讲如何让爱如何让这些其他的这个表现在你生命中显示出来。
And the fruit of the Spirit is love, and then a colon. A punctuation point that says everything else is an expression of love.
所以呢，这个仁爱后面是一个冒号，就讲的是后面啊这些种种特质。
So the fruit of the Spirit is love, expressing itself through joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Since we live by the Spirit, let's keep in step with the Spirit.
所以呢，讲的圣灵的果子是仁爱，那么表现就是喜乐、平安、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。那么呢，这样我们靠着圣灵活着，就应该顺着圣灵行事。
So let me explain to you how, for example, joy is an expression of love.
我先跟大家解释为什么喜乐是仁爱的一个表现。
My two-year-old grandson came to visit me this week.
那么这个星期呢，我的两岁的孙子来看我。
I cannot stop smiling when my grandson comes to see me.
当每次孙子来看我的时候，我就没法停住笑。
Everything he does is funny.
因为他做的每一件事情都是那么的可爱。
Even when he spills things on my carpet in my house.
就算他把这个东西撒在我地毯上，打在地毯上，也是那么可爱。
If I spill things on the carpet, that's not funny.
如果我想的不是他，而是想的是个地毯的话，那我就不会。
But if he spills things on the carpet, I smile anyway.
但是如果是他搞坏的话，我也笑笑而已，无所谓了。
That's because I love my grandson.
因为我爱我的孙子嘛。
Even when he has a bad temper.
就算他有时候有些脾气不好。
Now he says no a lot.
你知道吧，到这个年龄的孩子喜欢经常说不。
You want milk? No.
你要不要牛奶？不要。
Do you want to eat pizza? No.
你要吃披萨吗？不要。
Do you want to go to bed? No.
你要睡觉吗？不要。
You want ice cream? No.
你要冰淇淋吗？不要。
And then he realized even that's funny.
他发现原来说错了，其实要的，但是就是那个表情也是很可爱的了。
See, I don't have any trouble being joyful because I love him.
所以说呢，我一直都非常很高兴，因为我爱我的孙子。
If I'm unhappy in the, it's not about my circumstances in life.
所以如果我不高兴，其实我这个原因不是因为我的生活的这个境遇不好，或者是这个环境不好。
It's because I've allowed my circumstances to distract me from loving God.
我不高兴的原因是这个生活的这个环境啊，把我的这个爱从神旁边给拉走了，这是我不高兴的原因，其实是。
If I am healthy or ill, wealthy or poor, God still loves me.
不管我是贫穷、是富足、是健康还是生病，神一直是爱着我的。
If I love God, then I can be joyful.
如果我爱神的话，我就能够喜乐。
God gives us peace.
神也给了我们平安。
Peace comes from the Holy Spirit of peace.
那么这个神给的平安是来自于圣灵。
Peace doesn't come because everyone likes me.
平安不是因为所有人都喜欢你，你才会有平安。
Peace doesn't come because everything in the world is good and easy.
平安也不是因为世上一切事情都非常容易、非常的好，所以你才有平安。
Peace comes because I trust God so much. Whatever's wrong in the world, I know He can fix it.
平安是因为我是这么的相信神，所以世上不论有什么不好的事情，我相信神都能够解决。
So I can, when I trust God and I walk with the Spirit, I can sleep at night.
所以我能够，如果我能够信靠神，我能够跟神同行的话，我晚上睡觉就能睡得好。
When I'm young, I don't have to worry about who I'll marry or where I'll go to school.
当我小的时候，我不会担心我要跟谁结婚呢？我要到哪去上大学呀？
I can have peace that God has all these things worked out and that He'll provide for them.
我相信神能够把这一切都能够安排好，他也会供应我。
So peace doesn't come from being in control of my world and having a great plan.
所以平安不是说你想如何的控制这个世界。
Peace comes from trusting God and loving Him.
平安是来自于你相信神，你爱神。
Let me talk quickly about patience and kindness.
我们再讲讲这个忍耐和恩慈。
Have you ever said to someone, "You need to be more patient"?
你有没有跟别人说过，你得要多点耐心才好啊？
And they say, I am being patient. How dare you accuse me of not being patient?
那个人说，我已经够有忍耐心的，你怎么还敢说我没有耐心？
You have no idea what I'd like to do to you.
你知道吗？你根本不知道我想跟你，我该怎么对付你。
Acting patient is not the same thing as being patient, is it?
所以你装出的这个忍耐不是真正的忍耐。
I go back to talking about my grandson again.
我再以我的孙子为例子。
If he takes an hour to go to bed, that's all right with me.
如果说他上床睡觉花一个小时，对我来说无所谓。
I have all night and there's nothing else I was going to do anyway.
反正我晚上有的是时间，我也不会做别的事。
So I don't act patient with my grandson, I am patient.
所以我这个时候，这个忍耐，这个耐心是真正的有耐心。
When you fall in love with a young man or a young woman, do you have any trouble waiting for them?
当你坠入爱河的时候，你等一个人有什么困难吗？不会吗？
Oh, you're very calm. You say, oh, this is wonderful. I'm waiting for the love of my life.
就说哇，太妙了，我能够居然还有那个机会能够等他，真是太妙不可言了。
You don't have to pretend to be patient.
那个时候你肯定不是装出来这个耐心的。
You're in love, so you are patient.
因为你现在正在相爱，所以你自然就会有忍耐心。
Being kind is being merciful and gracious to people.
恩慈呢，就是说对别人有怜悯，对别人有恩典。
I was thinking if I'm at home and my brother or sister is serving hot food to me.
我这时候想到的例子就是，在我还小的时候，我在家里呢，我的哥哥姐姐会给我端来这个热气腾腾的这个食物。
And they spill hot food on my leg.
但是不小心，他们突然把这个食物的，把这个很烫的食物撒在我的这个腿上了。
I'm likely to say, stop being so careless. Be careful.
我可能会说，哎，你怎么这么不小心呢？
But if I'm dating and the love of my life spills hot food on my leg.
但是如果说我是跟别人在约会的话呢，那我还希望我这个有食物撒到我的腿上。
I don't have any trouble being kind.
那个时候恩慈对我来说不是任何问题。
I say, oh, I spill things all the time.
你会说啊，没关系，这种事情经常发生哦。
You see the difference that love makes in all of these things?
所以你看见没有，一个相爱的人，一个在爱中的人，他对这个周围的事物这个处理会有什么截然的不同。
The next two are goodness and faithfulness.
那么接下来两点是这个信实和良善和信实。
Trying to be good doesn't really work, does it?
你想做个好人啊，往往是无济于事的。
No matter how hard we try to be good, we often fail.
不管你怎么想，多么的努力，你最后还是失败，你做不了一个好人。
But what does work is focusing on pleasing God.
这个时候你需要做的乃是把你的这个注意力放在去荣耀神、讨神的喜悦上面。
If I stop asking, what do I want? What do I need?
我们这个时候不要再问我需要什么、我想要什么。
And I begin to ask, what would please God?
而是转过来想想什么能够让神喜悦。
Then I don't really have any trouble doing what's good.
那么这样的话呢，你做一些好事、做善事就没有任何困难。
And that makes me faithful. I'm consistent in the way I live my Christian life.
而且你这样的话，你做事啊，你这样基督徒生活也会变成非常的有信实，能够坚持下去。
The last two things he mentions are gentleness and self-control.
那么在这个单子里，最后两点是温柔节制。
Again, I find that if I love someone, I don't have a difficulty being very gentle with them.
如果我爱一个人，那么我对他温柔是没有任何问题的。
When I'm not being gentle, but I'm being forceful, I'm usually asserting my own rights.
当一个人不温柔的时候，非常这个对人非常苛刻的时候，其实你就是嘛，你就是太坚持自己的这个权利了。
But if I love God and I love the person I'm with, then being gentle is pretty natural.
但如果我又爱神又爱这个人的话的话呢，那么温柔就是一个很自然的事情。
I can tell you a family secret, right?
我给大家讲一个家庭秘密。
My daughter is not very good at math.
我的女儿的数学不怎么好。
I cannot explain math so my daughter can understand it.
而且我不论怎么解释跟她讲呢，她也弄不懂数学。
And by the way, just to be fair, she understands music, and no matter how simply she explains it, I can't understand it.
不过为了公平起见，我的女儿其实对音乐还是很好，而且她怎么跟我解释这音乐方面事情，我也什么都不懂。
But when I love my daughter, I gently explain mathematics.
但是因为我爱我的女儿，所以我会非常温柔的、非常有耐心的跟她讲解这个数学。
And then I think, and I think, and I explain it a different way.
我有时候会想想，没准会用另外一种方式讲解会更好呢。
She still has no idea what I'm talking about.
但是这还是不管用。
But I think and I think and I think, well, maybe I'll draw a picture.
我又于是又在想啊，在想，没准画一幅图会有帮助。
And she still doesn't understand my explanation of math.
但是我女儿还是听不懂。
But I can be gentle with my daughter because I love her.
但是不论如何，我都是非常的温柔，因为我爱我的女儿嘛。
So all of these fruits, all of these things, self-control, not losing control with other people.
节制就是不要失去这个自制力。
All of these things come from simply loving Jesus Christ.
那么节制也是来自于爱耶稣。
And trying to please Him and live for Him and do what honors Him.
因为你愿意去为耶稣而活，愿意去为荣耀耶稣、讨耶稣的喜悦而活。
So I don't think about how to be more gentle or faithful or consistent.
所以我不会刻意去想我怎么样才能变得温柔一点呢，会节制一点呢，或者信实一点呢。
I only think about being who I am in Jesus Christ.
我就顺其自然的，我就说我怎么样能够更加像耶稣一些就行了。
You and I, we are fruit trees.
我们在座的各位都是一棵果树。
This is what Jesus Christ has created us to be.
因为神就是如此造我们的。
And as long as we're living the life that Christ gives us, we're going to produce fruit.
只要我们活出神给我们的这个生命的话，我们就能够长出圣灵的果子。
Just like an apple tree makes a sweet, delicious apple.
就像一个苹果树能够长出一个甜美的苹果一样。
It's not from trying hard to do better.
苹果树并不需要孜孜以求去努力的工作。
It's not from trying not to do all those awful things in that terrible list that Paul put here in Galatians.
也不是刻意去避免那些不好的事情。
It's from just loving God and loving other people.
而是完完全全的来自于你爱神又爱人如己。
And then people look at your life and they say, "Why are you so happy?"
到有一天，人们看着你的生活说，哎，你怎么总是能够这么喜乐呀？
The world's falling apart. Why are you so peaceful?
这个世界都要倒塌了，怎么你还这么有平安呢？
People are annoying. Why are you so patient?
那些人是这么讨厌，为什么你还这么有耐心呢？
And you can answer simply.
你可以很简单的回答。
Jesus loves me.
因为耶稣爱我。
And I love him.
所以我也爱耶稣。
I'm not trying to be patient.
我并不是刻意想做一个有忍耐的人。
I'm not working hard to be kind.
我并不需要刻意的努力的去做一个良善的人、恩慈的人。
I just wake up every day and enjoy the fact that Jesus loves me.
每天早上醒来，我只要享受知道耶稣爱我就行了。
And I live every day to love him back.
每天我也回报的来爱他。
If you do this, your life will produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
如果你这样做的话，你的生命一定会结出圣灵的果子。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you that we don't have to do this in our own strength.
神啊，感谢你，真是我们不需要凭着自己力量去做出这些东西。
We don't have to like get an advanced degree in kindness or peace or joy.
我们并不需要啊，在什么平安喜乐上有一个高等学位才能够做到这一些。
All we have to do is be who we are in Jesus Christ.
我们所需要做的就是在耶稣里成为我自己。
So I pray, Lord, that we could stop working so hard.
所以我祷告，真的，我们不需要再去刻意的做。
So that we could stop failing so often.
因为这样的话，我们只会一次又一次的失败。
And instead, help us to walk in the strength and fellowship of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，帮助我们能够顺着圣灵而行，靠着圣灵的力量。
Produce the fruit of love in our lives for your glory.
在我们的生命中能够结出爱的果子来荣耀你。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.